Trump has decoupled Israel from the negotiations with Iran for their nuclear program, the ceasefire with the Houthis, and now the deal with Saudi Arabia. A Houthi missile has gotten through into Israel and struck the Ben-Gurion airport. Israel is still defending the Druze in southern Syria, and Israel is preparing for a massive offensive in Gaza. Messianic World Update begins now. Shalom, everyone. I'm Monty Judah with Lion of Lamb Ministries. Welcome to another edition of Messianic World Update. Today's date is Friday, May 9th of the year 2025. And here's the news for the week. The U.S. for the last several weeks has been negotiating with Iran. They're continuing to meet with them down in Oman, and they're discussing the Iranian nuclear weapons program. The U.S. is asking Iran for complete dismantlement of their nuke program to include stopping all their enrichment of material, the assembly of a weapon, and the missiles to be able to deliver the weapon. On the other hand, Iran is saying no to all of that. They are offering to limit their enrichment to a low level, and essentially they're putting together the same agreement that they put together with Obama, allowing IAEA inspectors to come into their facilities, but they're not talking about their secret weapon sites and revealing all of those, although new ones have been discovered recently by satellite photos. The U.S. is doing this all independently from Israel and not using Israel as a counsel on any of this matter, nor necessarily going in with Israel's demands for the negotiation. Instead, the U.S. is setting up their own criteria for the negotiations, and it appears to be separate from Israel. At the same time, the U.S. has also decided to strike a ceasefire agreement with the Houthis down in Yemen, after more than 800 airstrikes by the U.S. Navy and the Air Force, they have gotten them to agree to stop attacking civilian ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. That's one of the things they had said they have to stop doing. Well, the Houthis have said that they will agree to do that, so the Americans, Trump, has said, okay, we'll stop the campaign against the Houthis. But, oh, by the way, in forming the agreement, they didn't get them to agree to stop attacking Israel. So they put the deal together without Israel being a part of it. And the latest truce, which is going to stop attacking civilian ships, there's not a whole lot of confidence that they will do that, that they'll actually follow through. But at this point, the U.S. has committed themselves to a ceasefire, and we'll see how long this, quote, ceasefire lasts. The U.S. needed to put together some kind of an agreement there because they need to rotate their forces out of the region. They've been having two aircraft carrier battle groups there. One of them needs to get back to U.S. port, for sure. And there's also the incredible cost of operating those battle groups over in that part of the world, being able to reach them and so forth. And again, no mention of stopping attacking Israel. They did not make that a criteria in the ceasefire. Trump is also planning on going to the Middle East here very shortly. In fact, he's scheduled to be in Saudi Arabia May 15th, this next week, to meet with Saudi Arabia and UAE officials. He has no plan to go and visit Israel. The Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, was supposed to go to Israel tomorrow, but apparently that trip also has been canceled. That would have been his first trip to Israel. By removing the demand from Saudi Arabia that they have to recognize Israel, the U.S. has now agreed to help Saudi Arabia to put together a civilian nuclear program. And so let's talk about what that would be. We're talking about civilian nuclear power plants, and as the U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee said to Israel, the U.S. does not need permission from Israel to put together different agreements and deals around the world. And that's kind of a strange statement to be made from him, given the past very supportive rhetoric of Israel on the part of the U.S. The Saudi civilian program means more electrical power. That means more power for their water desalinization plants, all of the electrical grid, their lights, their air conditioning units, and they need a lot of those over there. It also means cleaner air because they're not burning fuel and other things to produce power. It also opens up all of their oil for sale as their major revenue. So this is a major economic step for Saudi Arabia, and it opens up other economic conditions that are very positive for the U.S. and for Saudi Arabia. But again, it's like they've set aside Israel and their concerns in an effort to put the deal together. So let's talk about, for the moment, the results of the Houthi ceasefire. What does that really produce? Well, Trump got to proclaim that he has negotiated a ceasefire. Well, that's wonderful. And the Houthis, of course, are proclaiming victory over the U.S. because in that part of the world, if you survive a bombing campaign and you're still alive, you can claim that you have victory over the U.S. In the meantime, lots of missiles are still going into Israel. And as I shared with you earlier, one did get through this week and did hit Ben-Gurion Airport. Apparently, it was detected, it was tracked, but the weapon that went up to intercept it had a technical malfunction and failed to kill the target. The missile did make it all the way to its destination. It caused the shutdown of the airport, and several airlines are now blocking their flights in and out of Israel again. Israel did respond to that attack, and they sent more than 20 aircraft down to Yemen, and they attacked their airport, only the difference is they completely took their airport out. Their airport down there now in Yemen is now totally non-functional. The U.S. has also successfully, as a result of the Houthi campaign, tested and proved all of their fleet defense systems of their surface ships with the carrier battle groups. However, they did lose three F-18s in the total campaign. One of them got shot down accidentally by the Americans. One of them rolled off the deck of an aircraft carrier that was being respotted on deck, and another one failed to land properly, and the air crew had to eject as it went into the sea. That's very costly for U.S. operations, and that happened with one aircraft carrier battle group. The Houthi problem has not really been solved. They will rebuild, but now they don't have the U.S. pounding them for it. So given what the Trump administration has been doing in decoupling Israel from these most recent negotiations, you have to go back and ask the question again, what is the U.S. position with Israel? Well, if you listen to President Trump, he says, I will always stand with Israel, and Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. Those are very positive statements. And Trump says he will supply Israel all of its military needs, and he has done those things. Just recently, Trump claims that he has a very, very big announcement coming. We're not quite sure what exactly that is. Was he talking about the Middle East? Is he talking about Israel or Iran? Is he talking about a new golf course in Saudi Arabia? We really don't know, and we're having to wait on him until he reveals what that's talking about. But Israel is sitting there kind of wondering, well, what is Trump going to do next? In the meantime, Israel is carrying out more airstrikes in Syria. They're protecting those Druze villages from the rebel fighters coming down to harass and kill them. And they've also set up a hospital inside of southern Syria for the Druze citizens who've been harmed. But Israel is being told that they have to leave southern Syria by everyone, including the United States. So that situation with the Druze and what's going to be happening with them is still an ongoing touchy spot there in southern Syria, and it doesn't look like Israel's going to walk away from the Druze. Also, Israel has had to attack there in Lebanon again. They took out another Hezbollah and another Hamas leader, killed them both, and so there's still Lebanese airstrikes going on, even though that situation has calmed all the way down. Israeli Defense Minister Katz has announced that he has a new plan for Gaza. They're still hitting Hamas hideouts and locations, and there's dozens of Hamas terrorists being killed. In this last week, there was several dozen of them that were located and killed. However, he's talking about something even more serious that Israel's getting ready to do. Apparently, they said that they're going to hold off until Trump finishes his Middle East trip. So after this week, when Trump leaves the Middle East, we're getting ready to find out what Israel has in mind. And they have said it's going to be a massive IDF force. They've even called it a new operation, Operation Gideon's Chariots. And they're going to literally start taking over areas of Gaza and taking military control of the land. This is going to change the rules of engagement and change the rules by which Israel has been fighting the war. It appears the tactic is to force the Palestinian people into smaller and smaller areas, to act with greater force, support the Palestinians that are against Hamas, somehow support them, evacuating some Palestinians that want to leave Gaza and get out, and they are working on a campaign to help some of them to get out. But bottom line is to kill all Hamas fighters and eliminate all of them. And it's going to end up in IDF military control of Gaza, the whole place. Israeli aid plan is in the works. U.S. is supplying aid. They're trying to get aid in at the same time this campaign's going on. Ben-Gvir, who's a member of the cabinet, is irritated about that particular part. He says if you're going to put a full military campaign on, then put a full siege on them and destroy the enemy. Don't be giving any aid in whatsoever until it's completed. By the way, the latest word on the hostages in Gaza says that they think only 21 of them are still alive. They used to say that they thought there were 24 of them alive, but three of them have come into question now. The reality is in Gaza that the hostages are not going to be coming home unless Israel rescues them. There are no more Hamas negotiations, no more possible ceasefires. Israel is now moving into a whole new evolution with regard to dealing with Gaza. In other news, this week we have a new pope. He's Leo the 14th. He's actually a cardinal that came from America. That was quite shocking to the world. No, there was a lot of people saying that we'd never see an American cardinal ever become a pope, but we now have it. And despite rumors, Trump is not the one who put the deal together with the Vatican to get an American pope. That's just a rumor. And we know it's a rumor because Trump has not laid claim to getting us a new American pope. The anti-Semitic demonstrations and pro-Hamas demonstrations that are still going on campuses today, still at Columbia and other universities, are now clearly part of a highly organized and well-funded organization on a national scale. And it's very clear that the seeds for anti-Semitic activity in this country have been planted well within all of our country. This is a very serious issue. While the battlefront seems to be on the campuses, the fact of the matter is that many of the U.S. citizens have forgotten the Holocaust and have now decided to believe in the dark side of that the hatred of the Jews is somehow justifiable. We need to pray for our country, pray for the world, pray for Israel. Thank you for viewing this program. We have a free subscription to Yavo magazine that you can get. Easy to sign up for it at the ministry. Please like, comment, subscribe on our YouTube program. And also check out our subscription program, lionelamb.tv. Remember that we have a podcast network on Spotify, Apple products, Pandora. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are on there. This Sunday, we have a very special Mother's Day program for you at 10 a.m., right after the program that we have, Believer, Disciple, Bondservant, which is our teaching program. Make sure your moms tune in for a very special message and teaching, 10 a.m. on our channel. And we want to wish all of our moms a very best Happy Mother's Day this Sunday. Shabbat Shalom to all of you.